Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And, of course, we'll start off with Jonathan Gray. Welcome back. You're here every 2 weeks and usually Wednesday. We should do some videos soon. You have an interesting ebook that's available now at beforeus.com, Will You Survive? And I'd like you to go through some of the questions of your book. Just to highlight it, we can't go over everything. The first two chapters are relevant of both current events. And then I'd like you to kind of highlight this because one thing that I spent, unfortunately, a good part of last night awake with my wife, who never has sleep troubles, but I think God is stirring her to start dialoguing with me more about the fact that although I deal with functional medicine, I deal with solutions to the different other problems, I bring on what I call prophetic warriors like yourself to actually discern the times and seasons. Like it says, we should be like the Bereans and the sons of Issachar. And we should actually know the times and seasons and be prepared for it, because what's coming is not decades away or even many years away. It's months and years away. And the disaster this year is the first year of what I call the unveiling, which is the word, the book of Revelation or the apocalypse. The mask is going to be off everything. Geoclimatic disasters, economic disaster, financial disaster, the increase of the cybernetic models that the plan wants to control the human race. Things are going to start getting so desperately out of control, even those who are patently non-religious and a-religious are going to beg for an answer as to what the heck is going on. And this book is an answer to that, which deals with the concrete things that's happening, but also what you should do step by step so you can, quote, physically and spiritually survive. Because I like to say this for people. They say, well, does God not heal all the children? They don't. Why do some children die of cancer or people die in accidents? It's because God's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't think more highly of Dr. Deagle or Jonathan Gray than the unborn baby. The only thing God is concerned about is who is going to be with him in eternity, period. And in eternity or heaven, there is no past or future. To God, everything is now. So when you go to be with God, which means experiential, there is no time. There are no plans and there are no regrets in heaven. And people need to know that. They need to know the only reason why someone gets healed or something good happens is because it reveals and saves souls. Period. Everything else to God is irrelevant, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's right.
Okay. Now, and if they don't see God's perspective, like this is the Book of Job, my favorite book, which you take the perspective, that means that's one of the stamps of a true prophet, is you're taking God's perspective, not the perspective of man. Right?
That's the bottom line. Absolutely.
Right. So let's talk about some of these things in the first two chapters, and then people can go to beforeus.com and get this book, but also lots of videos and other material. I want to support your ministry because I think it's very important to have great wise men like yourself who are speaking truth. You see, it says in the Bible that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, I shall send a famine into the land, not a famine of bread or water, but a famine of the word. And the word isn't just the Bible. It's the word that is contained in us, which are the remnant believers, trying to save our brothers and sisters that are separated right now in the physical world against God. And so they don't have a place in heaven. And you don't go to heaven if you don't have a heavenly relationship now. When the body drops away, you're not going there. People don't know that, do they?
Well, it's there.
So let's go through, what are some of these events? Let's go through some of them.
Well, Dr. Bill, I think over the next few broadcasts, I'd like to break this up to make it very practical for everyone.
Right.
And but to do a first overview, questions like these will be answered. What will you eat when the grocery store shelves are empty, which they will be, and they'll be empty within a few hours once crisis strikes?
Right.
What can you do to protect your family? Should you move, and where will the safest place be? How can you protect your business if you have a business? How can you save your job if you have a job? What should you do with your money in the bank? Is there any safe investment to help one survive? Now, when money collapses, what one thing is more valuable than even silver and gold? And we'll cover how to survive without money, how to avoid panic, what are the best survival foods to store, and what foods should you not store, what containers should you use, and what containers should you never use. And we'll give a ready-made instant list of essential survival items, what's the greatest nutrient food on earth that requires only a few inches of growing space in your kitchen, how to cut down on food costs and still eat like a king or queen, how to enjoy reduced diseases, disease risk, greater endurance, more energy, mind improvement, protection from obesity, increased longevity, no constipation. These are all problems that are going to come in when the crisis strikes. Less fondness to drug addiction and cheaper insurance as well.
Wow.
We'll give a recipe to fight any plague and also how to construct a brilliant underground shelter for virtually nothing, how to refrigerate food and even freeze water without electricity, how to cook without electricity or wood or petroleum or other fuels, how to defend yourself and family, how to protect yourself from radiation, how to protect yourself from forced vaccination, how to avoid bankruptcy, but most of all, how to prepare your family spiritually. So we're going to cover all those emergencies, Dr. Bill. I think they're so crucial that the whole world should sit up and take notice of this.
Now, the reason why you provide these amazing things is by helping people physically, emotionally, and financially survive. It's what I call a soul witness that the spiritual truths you give to help their spiritual survival also occur.
That is right.
The ultimate goal here isn't just physical survival. It's survival of a remnant that Jesus talks about, the hidden gospel, which is the hidden gospel of the marriage supper of the Lamb, where the New Jerusalem comes down. It's the marriage of God, which is the God, the infinite, omniscient God of eternity, to the bride, which is collectively the remnant of saved humans that become his bride in the everlasting, where there's time. So he literally has a marriage supper and creates a remnant wife called the Queen of Heaven, which is us and our descendants in the future that serve God and only do his will. You can only do good if you do God. How's that?
Sounds good, and quite right it is too. And the secret is surrender your life to God. Trust him. Let him guide your life. And by faith in Jesus as your personal rescuer and through his enabling power, obey his word, trust him to care for you and cooperate with him. That's how you will survive. No matter what physical things you do, if you don't put your trust in him, you're still going to be in danger.
And the other point I want you to emphasize, if you don't are not one in spirit, like the book The Colony, or which is also a show a few years ago, you're not going to survive. You'll kill each other in a survival camp. Try if you have disparate spiritual and survival views that are non-godly. you're not going to survive. Even if you have all the food and equipment and everything in a remote place, you're not going to survive if you're not one in spirit as well.
That is absolutely true. But right. If you're one in spirit with him and you love and walk with him, you never need be afraid. Nothing can touch you unless he permits.
Let's go through some of these events of what's coming and then get into whatever you want. I'll just got to say a little comment here and there, but please continue.
Okay. And just to emphasize the spiritual aspect before we go into it, there are two wonderful promises in God's word that I think are absolutely fabulous. The first one is, be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not fear what man shall do to me. And the second one is, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The right living person runs into it and is safe. So get ready spiritually. That's your first priority.
Right. If you're not ready spiritually, forget trying to prepare physically to survive.
That's right.
Yeah. Forget it. If you're not ready to submit to God, it's a waste of time.
Hi, this is...
back. Wow, this is a great book. I'm having a look at it right now. So let's go through some of these issues. What this year is the year I call gray swan to black swan year. What events do you think are going to happen that are going to push people to the idea that they want to survive? And also people are making wrong steps. They say, well, I don't have the money, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. They need to get this book first, and they need to start thinking. Everybody needs to be a prepper, but you need to be a spiritual prepper before you start being a physical or financial prepper. If you aren't, you're not going to make it. And you're not going to make it as an individual, even if you're a millionaire or a billionaire, because putting mom and pop out in some compound in the middle of nowhere isn't a survival tactic, is it?
No. Well, now, questions that are going to arise in the coming financial turmoil that lies ahead. The correction in the stock market a few days ago was unexpected by many people, but it gave a shake warning of what comes in the future. The fact is, the market can still rise, but get ready, because you can't trust the economy. You can't trust the government when it hits the ground.
Now, yeah, exactly.
At some point during a financial crisis, money flows typically become just a political issue. So you should keep a sharp eye on political trends in your own country, whether you be in America or somewhere else.
Right.
In severe economic times, governments have been known, Dr. Bill, to ban foreign investments, demand capital repatriation, outlaw money transfers abroad, close banks, freeze bank accounts, restrict or seize private pensions, raise taxes, and even fix prices and impose currency values. Now, they've been known to use force to change the course of who gets hurt and who is spared. And this means that the wise people are often punished and those who are careless are rewarded. And this reverses the result from what you'd be expecting. Now, in extreme cases, such as when a dictator assumes power or a president becomes a dictator, they simply appropriate or take de facto control of your property. Now, you cannot anticipate every possible law or regulation or political event that's going to be implemented when you try to go to safety, liquidity, or solvency. And that's why it's important, it's crucial, it's vital to plan ahead and pay attention. And as you do, you think about issues that we're going to raise, and when the political forces troll for victims, you're legally outside the scope of the dragnet. We're going to be looking at some of this, and I trust it'll save some lives, not just physically, but spiritually.
Yeah, and in fact, if we are the sons of Issachar and the sons of the tribulation, if we are the remnant, we should be preparing both spiritually, physically, and financially for a dark future. And this year is the year when the mask, called the mask or the veil of the apocalypse, the first veil is going to be pulled off. So it's going to become very evident. One of the things I've noticed since last year, I used to have a lot of spittle. I don't get any spittle anymore. In fact, I don't even get people to call into the show to violently disagree, because there is no room to disagree. It's just ugly, ugly facts. So please continue.
Yes. Now, a question that might arise is, if I'm running a business, what should I do if I'm running a business right now? Well, the answer would be, I do believe, avoid long-term employment contracts with employees so that you're not held. Try to locate in a state with an at-will employment laws. Red tape and legal impediments to firing somebody could bankrupt your company in a financial crunch and put everyone in your company out of work. So be careful on that. If you're running a business that normally carries a large business inventory, such as auto or boat dealership, try to reduce your inventory. If your business requires certain manufactured specialty items that may be hard to obtain in a depression, stock up on those. Think ahead on those. If you're an employer, start making plans for what you will do if the company's cash flow declines and you have to cut expenditures. Would it be best to fire certain people? Would it be better to adjust all salaries downward an equal percentage so you can keep everyone employed? And finally, plan how you will take advantage of the next major bottom in the economy. Position your company properly at that time, and you can ensure success for the future. And one further thought on this, it would be wise to look at running a business that does not need capital, where your money tied up too much. On this side of the world, a company, a very secure company, that's the oldest technological company in Australia and New Zealand that came before anyone else, Dick Smith Electronics, has just had to close down more than 300 branches, not leaving one, and it was a leader in its field. And it's had to close down 300 branches, and 3,000 people have been thrown instantly out of work.
Wow.
Now, this is because their inventory was so large and the technology was changing, and a large part of their inventory became worthless because of the changes. And you were talking about changes on a computer, for example, where Amazon wants to change this and that, and Apple wants to do this, and it becomes eventually impossible to carry on with the same old way of doing things. So you've got to look ahead on this. And the Dick Smith crash came without a depression, and it can happen. But once a depression comes, you've got to have a business that can survive it. Now, this is the time to start thinking. Don't wait till it comes, because you'll be out. You'll lose everything.
Yeah, for example, these are really good principles that you have that don't be highly leveraged. For example, a lot of people think that they want to get into real estate. And I think real estate, the government is clawing away at real estate here in America with the new tax bill. So if you have a home above a certain level now, you can depreciate equipment and so on if you get that now and depreciate it against your current expenses. But you have to understand, will your market be able to afford your product at its current price level? And can you get a niche where they can afford it if the economy contracts? And what I see happening here, the trade war that's looming between us and China and other countries is going to force repatriation of capital to America. The IMF has given the special drawing right last year to the Chinese gold-backed yuan, called the petro yuan now, because they've actually made a petro gold-backed currency. And the response to the cryptocurrencies, I believe, is you're going to see probably this year that the American government will change the system of the finances to move away from just Fed alone, to have a gold-backed and oil-backed U.S. Fed coin, which Janet Yellen said until she was replaced last week. And that means we're moving to a cryptocurrency, that require your biometrics. And the Bible warns against that because that's the mark. Once the government has biometrics tied to your currency and knows your location and your ID, you're in a cage. Welcome back. You know, the economy, interestingly, and you talk about this, there's several different components. One of them is that the velocity of credit is dropping, which means farmers are killing their flocks, not planting crops. And although the repatriation of capital and corporations is coming back because of the rule changes that Trump put in and the tax bills, which are giving primarily 90% of the benefit to transnational and large corporations, the small business and the average American isn't doing better. And the velocity of credit for small and medium business to actually have credit, to actually buy new things and expand their business outlook, is contracting. And people don't get this. And by the way, America is doing better than most places. Around the world, the contraction of the amount of foodstuffs and storages is decreasing. And these things are going to hit the wall here, I believe, this year. You're going to start seeing trade war with China because it's tied directly to North Korea. North Korea is their bad dog. Think of China as a drug dealer that's like this giant overweight drug dealer with a wife beater shirt on and tattoos on every square inch of their body. And they laugh their head off and they have that big genetically altered Rottweiler. It's 250 pounds with titanium teeth, ready to bite your leg off. And they laugh as people walk along the sidewalk. They make the chain just long enough it almost lets them go and bite. But in actual fact, China and their bankers and bankers and people in Russia, where the missile guidance systems and material is going flows through to North Korea, where they're starving. Out of 25 million people, 18 and a half million people are starving to death. Even their army has to forage for food. We're dealing this thing with a situation where this is a real fact, where North Korea can strike any square inch of America, and we do not have missile defense, despite the lies that we have. And thinking that somehow the public is unaware of the fact that financially we're heading toward a disaster, people won't hear this on the regular news media. They'll hear, rah, rah, Trump made a very major error by listening to Mnuchin and other experts saying, taking claim for credit for the stock market rise, when in fact it was simply the taking off of the abominator regulations so that the stock market would repatriate capital to America, and that would allow them to buy out each other with funny money. I call, you know, like the song Dire Straits, money for nothing, and the checks, and not chicks, C-H-E-C-K for free. We're teetering on a catastrophe, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, that is right. And one thing that is very, very concerning is that most people are deeply in debt. Now, this raises a very important question. Should I call in loans if I've lent money to people and pay off my debt? Well, now, if you've lent money to friends, relatives, or co-workers, the odds of collecting any of these are usually slim to none.
Right.
But if you can prod your personal debtors into paying you back before they get further strapped for cash, it will not only help you, but it will also give you some additional wherewithal to help those very same people if they become destitute later.
Right.
Now, if at all possible, remain or become debt-free, or at least reduce your debt. Being debt-free means that you are freer, period. You don't have to sweat credit card payments. You don't have to sweat home or auto repossession or loss of your business. You don't have to work 6% more or 10% more or 18% more just to stay even. Now, I should repeat this. The less debt you have in times of financial turmoil, the better off you're going to be. A big debt, huge debt, that so many have, will be like a millstone around your neck as you're trying to tread water in a very deep lake. Make the decision to pay off any debts and all debts as quickly as you can. and then consider never getting back into debt. And, of course, that means don't live beyond your means. Practice moderation. Despite what the media is telling us, you do not need a luxury automobile. You do not need designer clothing or expensive jewelry to be happy. Debt should only be used in the most dire of situations. And so the bottom line on this is live simply.
And by the way, that also means
self-sufficiency.
That also means becoming independent and taking your health care and going to NutraMedical for free advice and natural advice rather than toxic polypharmacy or inappropriate procedures, because the system, the healthcare system, is very expensive and it's designed to drain you. As I say, carrion birds eat roadkill, health professionals, dentists, and doctors eat their patients. How's that?
Absolutely right. Yes. A simple life is more biblical, more sensible, and more healthy, and also it preserves sanity.
Yeah, exactly.
So, cash you have, look to use it as effectively as you can over the next few months before hell breaks loose.
Yeah, I believe so. Some degree of hell is
going to. Your money.
I think some form of hell is going to happen this year. Now, America is going to do a response because, and I've said this before, and I'm the only person on earth that said this, so I want to repeat it. And it's not my opinion. It's as thus saith the Lord. The last president, and I'm not going to say who it is, of the United States will be the beast. And the mark of the beast, which is the geofinancial system, will come from America. It's not going to come from Beijing with your IMF-backed petro yuan. It's not going to come from Brussels or from Johannesburg or anywhere else or Sao Paulo, Brazil. It's going to come from America. And people need to know that. The movements that have happened already to repatriate up to $5 to $10 trillion to America, the moves to control our border, which, by the way, they have this immigration debate. This is going to be tied to the situation. Schumer wants a narrower bill because he wants DACA 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so he floods the country with 100 million to the next decade, let's say, of illegals, and completely bankrupts America to the point where we can't service anything, including even our social services or Medicare. In Britain right now, the healthcare system is collapsing because they've had so many millions of people emigrate there. They can't afford to actually run a publicly run healthcare system. So this is a disaster, and I believe the front edge of this disaster and its counter response, which is going to be very hard, not just on America, but on the whole world, is going to happen this year. It's going to get ugly, isn't it?
It is going to be, yes.
Yeah.
Now, getting ready to use your cash as effectively as possible, this may mean different things for different people. But overall, the question to ask yourself is this. What is the most effective use of this cash I have right now while prices are still comparatively low and the purchasing power of money is still relatively high? Now, when it happens. How safe is your money? How safe is your bank? Now, looking back just about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, when we had the beginning of that, well, I'd say that was a minor meltdown. There's nothing like what's coming.
No. Yeah, it's a foreshadowing. In fact, they had about a five-minute dissertation of all the things that were going to happen. They were going to jail people and change regulations, and then they said at the end of the 4 or 5 minutes, on this movie called The Big Short, and none of it happened. Which means everything that they could have done to fix it so it wouldn't be a future catastrophe was not done.
It was not done,
Obama.
You're right.
Not done. It's crazy.
And you know what? At the end of November, that's 2008, Citigroup, that was once America's largest bank, was on the rocks. 52,000 employees were laid off. And in just 3 days, its stock lost more than half its value. Now, if your money is deposited in a local bank whose reputation you can bank on, is it? And we might ask, are you with a teetering giant or a poorly managed regional bank? And if it's either of the latter, it would be the best interest to assess the risks. Take some out if you think there's a risk.
Yeah,
take
what
it
I heard...
all out if you think there's a high risk.
What I've heard is that the regional like credit unions are better than, say, the big banks, because the big banks will claw your money back very quickly because they've got this internal debt that they want to dissolve and they'll seize your money. So credit unions are better that won't do that.
Yes. Okay, that's good sound advice.
Yeah. Back in a moment with Jonathan. This is a great book. I'm looking at some of the chapters. Wow. So essential. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. And you and I, because we're descended from Europeans, we're part of the, I call Ephraimites, which are the other house of Israel. And in a sense, you're acting like an ancient prophetic announcement, like Joseph, who came to Israel and prophesied to the Pharaoh, of his interpreting his vision of the seven lean years, the seven lean cows and seven fat cows. The fat cow years are over. We're now heading into the lean years, which is an apocalypse of not only famine of food, but a famine of credit and money, and a famine of peace and security, which is why it's also going to drive the caliphate to the Mount of Olives, which, by the way, the Pope and Donald Trump support, and the rebuilding of the temple, which he announced last year when he got elected. So we're heading toward a period of very dangerous and unstable peace, and an unstable world economic system that is going to cause a lot of famine, a lot of devastation, a lot of financial devastation as well, because people aren't prepared for it, are they? And most people carry far too much debt. My son applied for an apartment down in Oceanside, and the only reason why I got it, besides being, you know, working with disabled kids, is he's a special ed teacher, was the fact that he had great credit because we make sure he was getting a salary from us and he didn't have debt. Everybody else that applied had crappy credit, so they could not even think about applying to get an apartment. And the same with our oldest son, who's now in Flagstaff, Arizona. If he didn't have good credit, there's no way the professor owning the building he's in would have rented a place to him, because he doesn't want to get shortchanged by students who come and just disappear and don't pay their rent or their utilities. So what I see happening is this year, as it's going to be like the words of the Queen, who's soon going to expire, by the way, in Ennis Horribilis, a horrible year. It's going to be a hell of a year. People just don't get it, do they?
No. Well, we've got to watch the situation carefully, because the time is coming when ATM machines will be inaccessible, bank accounts will be frozen, retirement funds, savings accounts, small business payroll bank accounts, and I remember one man reporting. He said, I took all my money out of the bank over several weeks. I was told by my banker, who had just retired, that the banks are going to close and everyone will lose their money, as they did in the 1930s.
Well, you know, I expect that to happen, but I'll tell you what I think, a little twist on it, and I want to see what you think of it. My guess is they're going to shock the heck out of the populations of the world with a short and very painful economic catastrophe. But out of that catastrophe, they're going to promulgate the idea of almost infinite credit if you'll take, quote, the mark-like system, where your biometrics will open code and you can pay by facial pay, like, you know, the iPhone 10 and other things. And people will clamor for it. They'll say, hey, this is great. Because remember, when you look at the Democrats here and the Rhino Republicans, they don't care about debt. They want $63 billion plus more money for their so-called domestic, which is giveaways to people that's ridiculous, most of it. They talk about putting $6.3 billion into opioid recovery and so on, when they don't want to deal with what pain is. But the fact is that they want to spend like maniacs when they don't have the money. They can't even print enough money. They're borrowing from the Fed, and the Fed puts pixie dust on the money to make it real money again, and that's why we're in debt. What I suspect is going to happen is the outcome of this financial catastrophe will be the mark of the beast. People will clamor for it because it will give them the relief from the financial disaster that they'll be suffering for days, weeks, or months, or even years. And when people accept that, everything they do and say will be tied to the mark and the mark system, which involves population control because it's tied to carbon credits and everything. it's going to get very nasty, isn't it?
Well, talking about getting money out of the bank, you'll find that the noose is already tightening as they make it hard to get large amounts of money out. Now, I understand that if any amount of money of $10,000 or more is taken out in cash, the banks are required by law to tell the authorities that you've done so.
Wow.
And they say this is to stop the criminals and the drugs. So if you have more than that in the bank, you'll have to take less than that amount out at different times. If you have to do multiple withdrawals, it would be prudent to go to different bank locations or different tellers. The forecast actually is that people with money in the bank will lose at least half and possibly up to 90% of their money in uninsured deposits as banks begin to fail.
Now, didn't this happen and was accepted at the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Canadian government, British government? What do they call it? They call it, there was a special term. They started it in that island in the eastern Mediterranean where they clawed back, I think, 25 or 35% of people's money. And people don't get this, that this capitation they call the haircut can happen. And it's accepted by the Canadian government, by the British government, by the American government, that to keep the bank solvent, they're going to steal a big chunk of your deposits in the bank.
Oh, right? Yes. That's right. Now, spreading your money around the stock market will be financial suicide, because when deflation comes, everything goes down. And the logistics of getting money out will be a nightmare.
Right.
Now, two things that will go up will be gold and silver. They will be assets that will rise when everything else starts crashing. But people should start thinking globally with their money. The more money you have in a crisis environment, the bigger problem you've got trying to protect it.
Right. And by the way, the ideal gold to have is the carat bar gold, because gold by the gram, and now with a crypto electronic funds transfer, you can have millions of microbanks in people's basements and safe or whatever, and transfer ownership without going through a government or a bank. And it does it in a millisecond, so it's better than a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. It's backed by actual gold that you can send the cryptocurrency, you can send the actual physical carat bar cards or crypto cash to the other person, or just transfer ownership. And the transaction occurs and the government can be no wiser. In fact, there's no way for them to break these codes, is there?
Well, no, that's true. Now, we're talking about keeping your money safe.
Right.
But the more money you have in a crisis environment, the bigger problem you're going to have trying to protect it. And keeping it in U.S. dollars inside the United States looks like it's going to be a disaster at some point. And if you're living in the United States, it would be prudent to think about getting some of it outside the country, or at least into comparatively safe havens that come to mind, such as the Canadian dollar, the Singapore dollar, the Hong Kong dollar. Now, we're just talking about keeping your money safe, but later on, perhaps in another broadcast, I'd like to challenge you to make some of it useful in helping others while you still can. And the value of this we'll get into when the time comes. Now, as for real estate, should I invest in real estate? The answer is no. In a depression, buyers just go away. Mum and dad move in with the kids move in with mum and dad, people start living in their offices or moving their offices into their living quarters, businesses close, and in time there's a massive glut of real estate. There's no future for rising real estate prices when things are going down. Should you invest in commercial bonds? Definitely no. Should you speculate in stocks? Definitely no. What about crude oil and think? No. Collectibles? No. Gold or silver? Yes. And we have a biblical precedent for that, which perhaps we can deal with now if you've got a few minutes, or we can do it in a future broadcast.
Yeah, I think we're going to close in about a minute or so. I agree with you. I think silver actually is going to increase in value even faster than gold if you have. But gold is so valuable that it's going to be hard to break it down unless you have gold by the gram, which is carat bar currency, carat cash, which is LBMA certified in the cash currency notes of the cards. And the crypto version of it means you can keep it in Stuttgart, Germany, or you can move it around the world in microbanks. And you can move the ownership and do transactions without physically moving it. So what I see happening is, this is the rise of crypto as a response to the impending financial disaster that's coming. And a lot of the people that, try to prescribe what happened a few weeks ago with the collapse of the economy to this doing so well, no, it's a rise of people knowing that the crash is coming and trying to avoid it. Isn't that right?
Very good. We'll see.
Amazing book. Will You Survive? Get it at beforeus.com, beforeusus.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We should do some video, possibly as early as this weekend, if you'd like. I really think people should be aware that the future doesn't have to be dark if we anticipate it, and we both spiritually and physically prepare financially for a wild ride on the roller coaster of the world stage. How's that?
The Boy Scout must always be prepared.
There you go, and I think you're a good spiritual Boy Scout, and this book is great. I'm looking through it. Back tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back with Vince Vannelli on preparing and much more. Take care.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.